how are you approaching the middle linebacker spot now?
I got to approach it the same way I always have. You know, I still have a whole lot of work to do. You know, Lovell, he was here, and he was helping me out. He was also leading me. So, you know, bringing in Mike Peterson, same deal. So I still have work to do. Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from him? What type of tips did he pass on to you in a short, you know, stay here?
Just trying to be vocal, you know, saying, getting the calls in, you know, being confident in what I'm doing, you know, those were like the main things he wanted me to take with me.
Hey, what did you learn watching last year and then, you know, getting on the field something late?
Just basically, you know, making sure I'm full speed all the time, you know, just trying to be consistent. You know, that's the main thing, just trying to be real consistent in everything I do.
Hey, you know, I was looking at the clips, and 208, they switch you to play some middle linebacker. Did you think at the time, you know, that would be that big of a deal? Because I know they switched Justin in, and he ends up making it in the league at end, and you look like you got a shot at the middle linebacker.
Oh, well, you know, I had always played middle linebacker, and I played some outside linebacker. So, you know, it was the adjustment wasn't anything big, so I was always used to it. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the, you know, being able to move around like that? What were the keys to being able to do that?
Oh, you know, just being versatile, you know, and it was also, I was also able to, you know, be able to learn the entire defense and things like that. So it helps me learn the whole scheme of things.